The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
I want to talk about the Eubank family. Cal, this is, you found this
pretty
story.
Fascinating.
Okay, so essentially this is a family that when other families, they say, are forced to live in war zones, there should be no issue with theirs moving in to help. So what the Eubank family has done, and this includes mother and father, David, and the mother's name is Karen. They have three kids. Sahale, 16, Suzanne, 14, Peter is 11. They have moved to Mosul,
Iraq.
literally a mile from the front line.
From the front line of where they're fighting ISIS, yeah.
So he and his wife have moved their family, their three kids, to a house in Mosul.
House is questionable, yeah.
Right, yeah. And I've not been to Mosul. I've been to Erbil, which is some distance away.
Have you ever been in a war zone?
I've not been that close.
I've never been in a war zone.
I can't imagine. And I can't imagine taking my family to a war zone to live.
Me neither.
But the reason that they're doing this
is very admirable.
It is. It is. And that's my question to you is this an admirable thing to do? Could you do it with your family?
Well, or
is
me this personally, child abuse? I don't know if I'd go so far as to say child abuse. But
you've moved your family to a war zone people are shooting at each other.
Not just that. I mean, we all know how deplorable and evil ISIS is.
Yes.
And what they do with prisoners.
Uh-huh.
Especially
young girls.
American. Wait, not just young girls. American.
Right.
White people, not to mention girls and young children. Yes.
Yeah. Humans in general, but those in particular.
So if they were to get a hold of them in any way, I don't think it would be a happy ending.
It is the fate. And I always, when I was growing up, but I'm a parent, that's a fate worse than death. And you go, well, what could be worse? This could be worse than death.
They describe this as a calling from God. The family spent much of the past 20 years in the jungles of Burma, where David Eubank is the father. He founded the Free Burma Rangers, humanitarian organization that provides emergency medical care, shelter, and food supplies in the country's long-running civil war. They traveled to Iraq 2 years ago, at first working alongside Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the war against the Islamic State. The family's also worked in Sudan and made two trips to the Kurdish areas of Syria. So they did this. They basically feel if the Syrian people can't be saved, American families don't deserve it either. They should be in it with them. Again, admirable, very admirable, more guts than I. And I think the father's a former Marine, so it's not like he's not trained and stuff. But I don't think I could ever do that. I think putting my kids in that kind of danger, I think you can help in other ways. You know, you can be a voice and you can help these people who need help, obviously, in other ways. I don't know if I'd take my family into a war zone.
Well, and if you go to his other site, freeburmarangers.org, there is there's a who we are. And under that, there is a in memoriam. And these are people who have, died in the course of serving
this organization.
So he's lost people. We know it's dangerous. I will say this, being there, and when we went there with Mercury One, I think it was 2 years ago, to Erbil. To help move Christians out when they were literally being forced into Erbil from other parts of Iraq by ISIS, and it was amazing the fact that these people had such high spirits. They were all living in literally storage containers on the lots of these churches, these small churches. I mean, at one point, it was something crazy, like 1,000 people sitting in this one little lot in a church. Showering in outdoors, living in these conditions with generators providing power. We'd be interviewing them. The generator would die. The lights would
just die
all
out.
Go down. They weren't phased at all.
Used to it.
They were so used to it, you know, we were kind of freaking out. But it felt, they were, first of all, they were so incredibly grateful for the for the help and the care. So I totally understand that. When you help people like that, when you provide service to people, it's almost addictive.
I'm sure. I mean, I've volunteered my time. I've worked at soup kitchens and home for homeless people and helping feed homeless people and finding shelters and stuff. Of course, everybody wants to help. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if taking your family to a war zone is I guess it's giving them a lifelong experience. I agree 100%. I just, like I said, I wouldn't put my family in that kind of danger, especially, you know, that close to the front line. Just says here, his team of Free Burma Rangers, including medics from Burma's minorities, who've traveled from their own war to help in Iraq, prepare their equipment for an expected afternoon push in Iraqi forces, where he took his, he says that he doesn't take his kids that close to it, but they still are
there.
They're there. I mean, they could easily get, you know, hurt. He says here they've been shell shot at. They've grown up like this, referring to his kids. Our deal is that if there's another family there, we can be there. Americans aren't worth more than anyone else, which I agree with. Every life is precious, and every life deserves defending. You know. Again, though, I call me selfish. I don't want my family. My family's lives to me is more important than anyone else's.
Right. You
know? So I'm going to protect my family and maybe teach them in another way. You know, we can help in other ways. We can try to find maybe other than, you know, obviously donating money if you have it, but maybe help, you know, there's so many refugees coming in. Maybe help refugees find someone that needs a job, find, you know, things that way. I'm trying to find a way to help people.
Sleeve did it, tweeted, I'm a Christian. And I don't think God sent that family to a war zone. You know, the father thinks he feels like that it is a calling from God. I mean, who's to say it isn't? I don't know. I mean, and I'm with you, Cal. I don't know that I could take, especially if I had young daughters. You're putting them in a position of extreme danger,
right?
And so, how do you feel if something happens to them? I mean, how do you live with that? Is David Eubank is the father? I guess he's okay. We should try to get him on the show.
Maybe.
Because I would love to know the mindset. I mean, I think it's very admirable. I mean, the guy has got, he's got guts. He's got passion for what he does. He obviously cares about people, and he's done some amazing things. It's just, where do you find that strength?
Yeah. And it says here, I'm just reading more of the article. So the daughter who is just got her driver's license, so that makes her what, like 16?
Yeah, one's 14, one's 16, and the boy is 11.
Right. And it says here, the daughter recently got her driver's permit, where the family sometimes drives patients from what her father deems, quote, a relatively secure area to a, quote, secure area. Would you put your daughter in a vehicle to drive people from, I guess, like a frontline type of area or near the front line to a more secure area? So quoting Eubanks here, I know to some Americans, it would seem super high risk, but to us, it's not that risky. It's an armored car just in case.
Right.
I still wouldn't let my daughter drive an armored car.
Right. I mean, you hear stories all the time of servicemen, and I'm not attempting to second guess, David, at all.
What I'm
saying is that you still hear stories of servicemen injured, you know, in riding in armored vehicles, whatever it is, you've just... Where do you find the strength, I guess, to take your family
because,
into
you know,
this war zone?
These ISIS doesn't play by your typical...
Right.
There was a set rules of war where certain lines...
Which always
lines,
seemed odd to me,
but certain lines aren't crossed.
Yeah.
I don't think ISIS abides by those rules of war, you know, taking young children as sex slaves and burning them alive.
Right.
Or setting men on fire, beheading... Report, like... When an aid worker or a reporter is taken hostage and then killed, they're not a soldier. They're not a threat. But to them, they're just trying to make a point here.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.